Today's Tanya for the 29th day of Cheshvan is in Kuntis Achen on Daf Kuf Nun Dalad Omed Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 598. In an earlier chapter, in the first part of Tanya, in chapters 39 and 40, the Alter Rebbe speaks about the difference in the Aliyah that takes place when a person learns or a person davens, depending on the way in which the person learns and davens. So that, for example, if a person does his Aveda with Ava and Yira, love and fear of God that are created, the love and fear is created through Seichel, through knowledge of God, then the davening and the Torah that he learns rise to the world of Bria, which is the world of Hasaga, the world of understanding. If the love and fear with which the person learns and davens are natural, native, not created by Seichel, but from the inborn love that every Jew has, then the davening and the learning rise to the world of Yetzirah, which is the world of emotion. Now, when it comes to davening without kavana, we find that there is a difference between the davening and the learning. Learning without kavana, the Alter Rebbe says that the learning rises to the heichal of the world of Yetzirah. In other words, not to the sviris of Yetzirah, but to the heichal of Yetzirah. The sviris of Yetzirah is alakus, is the godliness of the world of Yetzirah. The heichal is the place of the malachim. In other words, the created part of the world of Yetzirah. So the learning, without kavana, the learning rises to the world of Yetzirah, but not to the holiness of it, but rather to the created state of it. Whereas davening without kavana doesn't rise at all. So the question that the Alter Rebbe wants to answer and explain in this kuntis is why the difference in the shaloi lishma, while in the lishma they're the same. When you learn Torah and daven lishma, then they're exactly alike. There's no difference between learning and davening. Whereas if you're doing it shaloi lishma, all of a sudden there's a difference between learning and davening. Learning shaloi lishma does rise, only it rises to the created part of Yetzirah, whereas davening shaloi lishma, without love and fear, doesn't rise at all. To understand what he writes in the Shara Yechudim, written by the Pchayim Vital, in the second chapter, Dal Yedei Teira Shalei B'Kavono Nivroyim Malochem Be'Elam HaYetzirah, that through learning Teira without Kavono, in other words, without love and fear, this learning creates angels in the world of Yetzirah. In other words, the learning rises to the created levels, to the created stages of the world of Yetzirah. Visham Hevi Mehazayar, and he quotes there from the Zayar Pasha Shalach, the last kolod de Savid, bar kolod de Eraisa Tzalusa de Salikubaka. There is no voice that is lost, no sound is ever lost from this world. Every sound remains or is retained by the world, is absorbed into the world and so on. Except for the sound, the voice of the study of Torah and of davening, because that sound and that voice rises to the heavens. When the kavon of davening, we create angels in the world of Bria, just as in the kavon of Teza. When we learn with kavon, it rises to the world of Bria. The same is also with davening, that when you daven with kavon, it rises to the world of Bria. Ubeloi kavono, and without kavono, nitches lamato, without kavono, the davening is rejected, legamri, and it stays here below. Kmashikosu bezeh pasha pkuda, dafesh mem heyamid beiz, geirakiya tato, that it stays in the lower heaven, which means in this world, the ikrin shlushim psiloin, because they are called unfit prayers. Vayishem Pashav Yakel Dafesh Aleph Omid Beis, where it says in the Zohar, Yihi Mila Kedekar Yoris, what is, if it were proper, if the words of the davening were proper, meaning to say with kavana, then they would rise. But without kavana, they don't rise at all. So the question is, if in the kavana, the davening and the learning are the same, that when you learn with kavana, it rises to the world of bria. If the kavana comes from seichel, the love and fear comes from seichel, then it rises to the world of seichel, to the world of bria. And if the kavana is from the natural love and fear that every Jew has, then it rises to the world of yetzirah. And the same is true with the davening. If you daven with kavana that comes from seichel, then it rises to the world of bria. And if you're davening with kavana that comes from midos, from the natural love and fear that every Jew has, then it rises to the world of midos, to the world of yetzirah. But when it comes to not having kavana, here we find the difference between davening and learning. The learning without kavana also rises to the world of yetzirah, only to the created state of yetzirah. Whereas the davening doesn't rise at all. If it's without kavana, it doesn't rise at all, not even to the created state of yetzirah. In the Hayyim Yom, for the 29th of Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes that we can't adequately describe the great schus of those who participate in the holy avodah of saying tilim with a minyan, and the great pleasure that this aveda causes above in heaven, as is explained in the holy writings, and in a very small part, it's mentioned also in Kuntis Takonis Amidas Tehillim Berabim, Kevet Mechtavim 1. This Kevet was translated into English, and it is called Saying Tehillim, a little pamphlet called Saying Tehillim. How fortunate are you Jews for this. May you all be blessed with proper health and with superabundant livelihood. You, your wives, your sons, and your daughters, may God grant them eternal life. In your merit, may all the congregation of Israel in your communities be helped among all our Jewish people in all that they need materially and spiritually.